Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is mild across Israel, with gentle breezes in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A peaceful evening to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that after the U.S. celebrated a disarmament agreement, Israel remains cautious. The head of Shin Bet warns Hamas may use this to delay hostilities until after elections. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes earlier this hour that Israel and Lebanon have agreed on countries to monitor Hezbollah's disarmament. This follows U.S. efforts to end clashes with the Iranian-backed group. Also this hour, JNS reports the U.S. has sanctioned crypto exchanges accused of laundering billions for Iran. Shelbit Exchange and Aban Tether are named in the crackdown. Separately, Mardiv reveals from earlier today that the U.S. Senate passed a sanctions bill targeting Russia and Iran. The bill expanded after a request from former President Trump. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports in the past hour that U.S. intelligence officials suspect Russia launched an explosive drone to Germany. This comes after the drone was intercepted at Leipzig Airport. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, posted just minutes ago questioning the military readiness of Middle Eastern alliances, except for the UAE and Bahrain. Middle East 24 shared news minutes ago that Colombia plans to move its embassy to Jerusalem. Not a Good Jewish Girl, a social media commentator, posted earlier today expressing frustration with political parties and the portrayal of anti-Semitism in U.S. politics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the disarmament agreement, Walla reports that Israeli officials are wary of Hamas's intentions. This skepticism arises as the Shin Bet chief suggests Hamas aims to extend the current calm past the Israeli elections. The move could bind Israel to a ceasefire, affecting future military strategies. Turning to the agreement on Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post highlights that this is a significant step in U.S. mediation efforts. The involvement of other countries in monitoring is intended to stabilize the region. This cooperation may ease tensions on Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the JNS article explains that the U.S. sanctions on cryptocurrency exchanges target Iran's financial networks. The action intends to cut off funds that could support illicit activities. This could tighten economic pressure on Tehran. Separately, Mariv's report on the U.S. Senate's sanctions bill shows bipartisan support against Russian and Iranian actions. The expansion of the bill underlines U.S. commitment to pressuring these nations. This could lead to increased diplomatic strain. And regarding the suspected drone incident, Israel Hayom notes the seriousness of the security breach in Germany. U.S. officials believe this is part of Russia's aggressive tactics in Europe. The incident underscores the ongoing threat of drone warfare on international security. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that AI tools have reduced errors in payslips by 45%. This innovation from Oketz Systems marks progress in payroll accuracy. Separately, Katech discusses a legal battle over a Tel Aviv luxury housing project. A buyer's lawsuit over chemical contamination questions the awareness of developers and regulators. And finally, Globes reports on a financial controversy involving the Finance Committee. Funds allocated to Haredim and settlements face legal challenges in the High Court of Justice. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.